Dear Editor, Hospice lets us all rest in peace, opinion, January 26. We at the Salvation Army Rotary Hospice House were so moved by the article written by your editor, Eve Edmonds, on the passing of her dad with us earlier this year. The picture of the sunrise over our backyard, shown in your online version, was absolutely beautiful and a loving testament of a daughter to the memory of her father. We are so grateful that his stay was a positive experience. We are trained in the delivery of the very best there is in palliative care, the mitigation of symptoms and whole person care when a cure is no longer possible. We endeavor to make the most devastating experience of the death of a loved one as meaningful and supported as we can. Our relationship with the supportive and palliative care unit at Richmond Hospital and the palliative home care support service is as tight-knit and collaborative as possible so that our care can be offered to as many people as we can manage from wherever their care is taking place when hospice care becomes the most appropriate placement. We are so glad that Eve and her family were part of this network of care along with the many, many other Richmond residents who we have had the privilege to support on their journeys for over the past 16 years. The Salvation Army Rotary Hospice House is a not-for-profit entity supported and run by the Salvation Army and partially funded by Vancouver Coastal Health and donations from the public. Jennifer Dufour, Rotary Hospice House.